Cookies and John do a very nice job. I just was surprised, bemused, if you will, when I heard John Jansen pontificating on something we talked about yesterday, which was the Ollie Gordon situation. Now, Ollie Gordon's a Heisman Trophy candidate running back, Oklahoma State. He's 20, and he got a DUI. Reminder, he wasn't of drinking age and got a DUI. And I'm not saying the kid should be sent to the gulag. I'm saying you can't have the head coach brazenly come out and say, no, he's going to play. He's going to play game one, and his punishment might be 50 carries. And I've done that a million times, or 1,500 times, whatever Mike Gundy said. Rico and I were sitting here talking, and I said, look, it's another thing that to me turns me off about college football is it's like the athletes get to run the sport and the adults aren't the adults. You cannot not discipline a young man for that type of behavior, whether you're of age or not of age. No, you don't get a death sentence. No, you don't kick him off the team. But you have to have discipline. That's part of growing up, and it's part of the structure of adult athlete. I moved on. Well, this morning, Cookies and John got into it a little bit. And I want to play you something John had to say. And I went, well, isn't that interesting? Hit the button.
He also said, you know, after it, hey, maybe I have to make him carry it 50 times in the first game. Well, that's good for his football team. He also said, well, I made the decision that was going to be best for Oklahoma State. Well, of course, your star running back is going to be best. How about you penalize him and you penalize your program because you had a guy that was on the road. Nothing happened other than he was arrested. Could have killed someone.
Do you mean like Mozzie Smith? Oh, John.
I think everybody thought that.
Oh, John. John. I mean, this is the ultimate justice and just us. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the same John who didn't demand any accountability when it came to Michigan. Let it play out. Hey, have you played defensive tackle? Mozzie Smith was going a zillion miles an hour in a residential zone with a gun and bullets all over the car.
Yeah.
He got on the team playing. Nothing to see here. Your star running back puts anti-Semitic rhetoric out into the world. Nothing. John.
Yeah.
May want to sit this one out, big dog.
Yeah, the Mozzie
Smith.
Come
on, Johnny.
Yeah, that was the one, like, okay, he was in the process of getting his license, but he did not have it yet.
Your coach missed 6 of your 12 games last year with 2 different scandals. You couldn't bring yourself to act like he did anything wrong. John, sit it out. Do whatever else you want in the sports world. If you ain't going to have accountability into your own house, a.k.a. Michigan football, I want to hear your opinion on David's house. John.
Well, of course you're going to do that for Oklahoma State. You know, right, are you serious? Right, because that was one of those, you know, the Nick Young, like, wait, what? What did he just say that?
I couldn't believe. I'm like, oh, John, oh, no.
Because I'm thinking the same, like, Mozzie Smith, he didn't get punished, and you could have sat him out against Indiana and still beat them by 100.
And he could have killed someone.
And he could have.
He was driving fast.
Hey, David,
stop letting facts get in the way of a good narrative.
And you're still wondering, Mozzie, why were you going so fast that early in the morning? Where were you going?
Gun range didn't open for an hour.
Maybe the best thing that happened to you was you got caught. I'm just saying, I don't know where you were
And then I guess he got, you know, express service to Metro.
Yeah.
So I had to play it. Like, here's the deal. You can make fun of me and my team sucks. I know they do. But you have never heard me play that game with my school. Like, it's all on the level. I'm like, John, come on, brother. Please don't do this. I love how he's demanding accountability of Oklahoma State, yet he has none at U of M. And he dutifully sat there and just goes, no distinct advantage. Your coach missed 6 of 12 games. Michigan, we're going to fight it tooth and nail. Wait till you see our evidence. Amicus briefs. Cut scene. We're going to get murdered in court. We can't do this. Suspended. Like, come on, man.
It was almost like you stacked the deck with a judge who actually played on the team before. And even he said, you don't want to do this. There's no way I can.
Abort.
Harbaugh, you're just going to have to sit this one out.
It's just consistency as well.
That's all I'd like to see.
So if you say one thing for Michigan and you say, you know what, let it play out, well, then let it play out with Ollie Gordon.
Hey, David, there's justice, and then there's just us.
I mean, they do a very nice job in the morning. But I'm disappointed in Cookies. I texted him as much. I go, I'm sorry, did you blow out your larynx during that segment? How did you not just utter the words, and Mozzie Smith?
You're really surprised with M. Go Blue Costa? Come on, man. This is what the guy does.
Hey, he is a Central Michigan grad.
Who's we?
He's Fire Up Chip guy.
I'm throwing a flag, Kenny, on you. That's a
why?
That's a flag.
I'm just, I kept waiting because Smarms a lot. I really expected like him to be like, oh, really? Just like Mozzie?
Right.
He didn't say it. I'm going, Jim, blink twice if John's got a gun to your head.
I mean, you, when you heard that statement, you probably choked on your orange juice or coffee. I'm sorry. Wait.
Because
Mike, the beauty of it is that's when you use the Odyssey Rewind.
Yes.
I need to hear that again. Maybe I didn't hear it the right way.
Let's hear that in instant replay. Yep. Just as hypocritical as the first time.
Okay.
Had to do it. I mean, come on, John. Anything you want.
He could have killed somebody. Like riding around in a car with a gun and bullets everywhere?
I'm just saying. That's all. It's not a crime.
No, it's not. It was interesting.
It was very interesting. I found it illuminating. There's the rest of the world, and then there's U of M. That's what I took out of
it. I mean, it was the stance that he had. Like, are you really doing this? Like, no. Don't get me wrong. Hold on. First of all, his stance was correct.
Hello?
It's just you didn't get that same stance a year ago. What he said today was correct. It was factual. I totally agree. So when they listen back, they were not making fun of you, John. Wondering where it was before.
John, name one other example of a team having a spy kid on an opponent's sideline. There was no advantage.
No competitive advantage.
What are we doing here? Hold on a minute. John, 86% of coaches are saying it's worth at least a touchdown a game. Let it play out. Hold on a minute now. John, your coach has been suspended for 6 out of 12 games because of 2 different scandals. Nothing to see. Someone going to tell me the play? Like, come on. Just you can 99.9% of things say whatever the hell you want. John, I'm going to need you to hit the portal on that one. You don't get to be the arbiter of justice in college football. Not when your own house was on fire. All right, good talk. Listen to the morning show every morning from whatever, 4 a.m. to 10 or however long they're on.